Do you ever visit another community and think to yourself, wow, what an awesome experience. I wish our community had that. Now is the time to try and bring that idea to reality because Portage Health Foundation is considering the construction of a multi-use community wellness campus and is seeking public input from community members in Michigan's Copper Country. Visit phfgive.org/wellnesscampus to submit your ideas for facilities, resources, and programming at this new community resource. Complete the survey at phfgive.org/wellnesscampus by January 31st.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Copper Country Today. I'm Todd Van Dyke, back after a couple of weeks off for the holiday, and the new year now has begun, and we look forward to things that are coming up, including Hagen Paiva, back with us this year after a couple of years away because of the COVID-19 situation. And good to have Jim Curti from the Finnish Theme Committee joining me on the program this morning to talk about what's being planned and why we celebrate Hagen Paiva in the first place. It's good to have you back, Jim, and it's good to have Hagen Paiva back.
Well, thank you. I agree. It's good to have Hagen Paiva back.
People have been asking me about it for the last couple of years. Is it going to come back? And I said, well, frankly, I really don't know. It's a relatively small group of people who put this together, and small groups of people sometimes fall apart after a couple of years of inactivity. How have you managed to keep your theme committee and your other organizers together?
Well, it's the same challenge that every organization has that relies on volunteers. Our volunteers are getting older, but we did recruit, I think, 8 new members this year.
Oh, excellent.
And so we decided that we're going to give Hagen Paiva a try.
Now, the Finnish Theme Committee has been behind this pretty much from the start. What is the Finnish Theme Committee?
Well, the Finnish Theme Committee really happened in the 1980s, and it was part of a project to develop Hancock. They had a grant. And they had these public forum for people to come and express ideas. And the only one that showed up was a small group of Finnish people and said, why don't we try to create a Finnish theme for Hancock? And if it went really well, we could be like a Finnish Frankenmuth someday. Well, it didn't really turn into Frankenmuth, but it did give the city this Finnish flavor, which is very important because Hancock is really a significant community for the entire Finnish-American community.
Historically, it really stands out. I don't think that many of us these days realize how important Hancock was to those Finnish immigrants and that community, not only here, but across the nation 100 years ago.
Yeah. It was called a pesapaikka. It was a nesting place. And so even like a lot of these Finnish immigrants who were minors, especially the single men, they would come back once a year. You know, maybe they would get a job in Ironwood or maybe in Minnesota or maybe out west. They would come back to Hancock to pick up their mail and to reconnect with their friends. And so it was one of these nesting places, but it was also the source of the Finnish-speaking clergy, you know, because Suomi College was a theological center for Finnish speakers. It was a publishing house, and it really was an important part of a Finnish-American.
Yeah, Suomi's, the Finnish newspaper, was located here, and that was a national publication.
Tuomi's was one of several newspapers. Tuomi's was not affiliated with Suomi College. It was a leftist paper, but Suomi College had American Suomatar, which was for the Finnish Lutherans.
Okay.
And the very first 3 newspapers printed in Finnish language all started in Hancock.
So it's a very important part of our heritage. And of course, we still have close to 40% of people in the Copper Country who trace some sort of Finnish heritage.
Exactly. And that's the statistics according to the federal census that's done every 10 years.
I remember talking with you, and I think you had a cousin who was visiting back when we hosted FinFest. And she came on my program. I was over on 97.7 The Wolf at that point, and I asked her what the difference was between Hancock and Finland. And she said, Hancock is much more Finnish.
That's what national Finns often say. But, you know, they get to live it there just unintentionally. Here we have to be very intentional to keep our identity.
Well, and what we do tends to be backward looking. We look at the Finnish heritage. We look at what things were like perhaps when the Finns were newly arrived in this area. Mm-hmm. Finland has moved forward. It has become a very technologically advanced society.
Yes, and a very internationally connected society. But it's funny because some of the things that bubble up again, you know, some of these parts of culture, they happen in Finnish America, and a little bit later they happen in Finland. So in some ways we remind them of something that that's important to them too.
Well, and Heikinpäivä has done that to mm-hmm. a small extent. People think that Heikinpäivä is an ages-old traditional Finnish celebration.
True.
And I have to explain to them sometimes that Heikinpäivä is something we invented here.
Exactly. Invented in Hancock, and it was an intentional thing to create a new Finnish-American festival so that we weren't confined by the traditions of Finland. Even though we do very traditional things, we gave ourselves license to create the festival how we wanted. But the funny thing was that Finns in Massachusetts had a Heikinpäivä for a while, modeled after us. And in Finland, the Immigrant Museum, which is in a rural setting, they have Heikinpäivä now, celebrating Finnish-American identity.
So it's kind of worked its way backward,
worked
as you said.
Worked its way backward, yes.
We actually have a little bit of influence on what's going on back in the motherland.
That's right.
So why was Heikinpäivä conceived?
We had an organization coming. I went to a meeting at the Finnish embassy, and it was called Project 34. 3-4 represented third, fourth generation Finnish Americans, and the task was, how do we connect the younger generations with Finnish identity? And there was a man from Ohio, and he said, you know, the problem is you keep having these meetings in places where there's very few Finns. It should be in a Finnish community, and Kurti over there, he's going to host it in the Copper Country next year. So
I got volunteered,
and I did it. And I thought, well, how do these people come, and we have a conference in a hotel banquet room, how do they connect with the Finnish-American community? So we created this festival, thinking it was a one-time shot. And on that day, we ended at noon on a Saturday and bused all the participants over to Hancock. And it was 32 degrees, and the sun was out, and the street was packed with people. And after that, it became an annual event.
I'm not sure we've had 32 degrees and the sun out and since then.
No, since then.
Although the last couple of years that we did it were not too bad.
But no.
Boy, we have had some really chilly Heikinpäivä.
We have often had it about 5 degrees or so. And the really strange thing, we get higher attendance when it's really cold.
Well, I think that's part of the charm.
I think so, too.
People downstate ask me about it, and they say, really, you go out in the winter? I said, we're built for that. This
yeah.
is what we pride ourselves in. We all own appropriate clothing.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to handle cold weather. We go out and we enjoy this.
That's right.
So,
and in a way, we're snubbing our nose at winter, because in the folk tradition, Heikinpäivä, which is the 19th of January, truly, that day in folk culture was the halfway mark of winter. And so you had to check, you had half your wood left, half your hay, half your grain, and then you were going to be fine. And so they say that on Heikinpäivä, winter's back is broken.
And the bear rolls over.
In other words, his sleep is half over, so he rolls over on his other side.
What does Heikinpäivä actually mean?
In English, it would translate to Henry's Day or Henrik's Day. Saint Henrik is the patron saint of Finland, and in Finland they don't have saints' days per se, but they have these name days, which really is a remnant of the Roman Catholic period in Finland.
Yeah, because saints is not really a Lutheran thing.
No, it isn't.
but there is a saint. Well, there might have been a Saint Henrik. Some of the stories about this man
yeah.
are pretty darned incredible.
Yeah. Well, there truly was a Henrik, and he was an Englishman who was sent by the Swedish king to convert the pagan Finns, and which was part of Sweden at the time. But I think some of the mythology might be untrue.
Really? if you to listeners, if you've never read the story about Saint Henrik of Finland, yeah. it's really fascinating and it's quite fantastic.
Well, leave it to Finns, but the very first Finn mentioned by name in history is a man named Lalli, and he's the man who murdered Saint Henrik on a frozen lake.
Yeah, it is a dark story.
It's a dark story.
Once you really get into it, it's a very dark story.
But there really was a St. Henrik, and his remains are in Finland, and there's sort of a kind of a struggle between the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland and the Roman Catholic Church over who should have his remains.
Oh, really? So, yeah. So, you know, because Lutherans are not exactly saint-oriented, but no, they want to hang on to this one.
They want to hang on to that one. But I think his remains now are actually in the Catholic Cathedral in Helsinki,
all right,
the Roman Catholic Cathedral.
Talking with Jim Kurti from the Finnish Theme Committee about Hagenpäivä. Let me ask you this before we get into some of the specifics about what are being planned this month. If somebody wants to get involved with organizing these things and the Finnish Theme Committee, and this is not the only thing the Finnish Theme Committee does each year,
That's true.
Do they reach out and get in touch?
Well, I'm very findable on Facebook, and my phone number's in the phone book and or by email. And
Yeah, just reach out, and your assistance would certainly be welcome, and your ideas would be welcome.
Absolutely. Like, for example, one of the things that we're not doing, there's two things that we're not doing this year simply because we don't have people to do them, and one is the polar bear dive. So if somebody or some community wants to take that up, that would be wonderful. And the other is the Finnish hymn sing. The folks that were doing that in the past either aren't going to be in town or are have some health concerns.
So, yeah, well, you mentioned it's a group that is getting a little bit older in years. We need some younger folks to come in and help keep these traditions alive and these activities alive.
Exactly.
Because Hagenpäivä, it serves two functions. On one hand, it focuses on our Finnishness. On the other hand, it's just a great opportunity for families to get out and stretch their legs in the winter.
Exactly, and enjoy winter. You know, we have the games and we have various things that we're really encouraging people to make the most of winter.
Let's start talking about some of the things that are being planned. Hagenpäivä itself is several weeks away yet. It is Saturday, January 28th. But as per usual, there are some enrichment classes that are being planned that start as early as this coming week.
Right. Right. There's a this year, the most of the enrichment classes are hosted by the Finnish American Folk School, which is part of the Finnish American Heritage Center. And so they are coordinating the classes, and they begin on January 11th, even though there's one project that already began in December, which was at the So Cranky Shop. But that's ongoing. People can go there any day that the shop is open.
Now, the one that begins this coming Wednesday, it's an Inkle band weaving class. What is an Inkle loom?
Inkle loom.
Or do I have to ask Phyllis Friedendahl what this is?
No, I can tell you. It's a small loom that makes bands, maybe not much more than 6 inches wide, and it's quite an easy technique once you get going, and it's sort of a good way to introduce someone to weaving. And the project can be done in rather short order, so it's a good class to think about.
And that starts actually this Wednesday, and it's a two-session class. There's a $60 fee that's associated with it, but if you want to sign up for that, and all of the classes we're talking about, you do need to sign up for in advance, right?
Yeah, the classes that are provided by the folk school, you need to sign up in advance.
So I'm learning a whole bunch of things looking at this year's schedule. I had no idea what a laudalina was either, and I had to look that up.
Okay, that's relatively new to Finnish Americans. In Finland, you know, everything is so clean, and so even when you're going to clean yourself in the sauna has to be clean, and to make it sanitary, you sit on a sort of like a placemat or a mat of sorts.
Yeah, I saw a placemat here on the schedule, and I thought, okay, that's what you put on your table.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not what you put on your table.
Well, laudalina is really for the sauna, but in this particular class, you can either make it for a sauna cover, or you could make it as a placemat for your...
Okay.
It's sort of the alternate.
Okay, that's coming up on January 14th, and that's at Stoke Cranky, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're getting very cranky with all of this.
They're cranking out all sorts of things, yes.
Absolutely. And then there comes around Vahimat.
Yeah, Vanhimat represents older folks, and it's kind of a funny name, but it has to do with people who are learning Finnish dances, especially folk dance, but also ballroom dancing. This was something that initiated from the parents of the children's dance group, because they'd sit and watch the kids, and they wanted to learn the dances as well.
I've heard about this. Kay Seppala put this together, and there is now a group of adults in the area that is learning to do these dances.
There was a class in the fall, and then This is a continuation of that. And I think if there's a big enough response, Kay will feel pressured to continue.
Because we need to put more pressure on Kay.
Right. The wonderful thing about this dancing is, you know, it's in the late in the day, and you go there and you can be tired from work or whatever, and by the time you leave, you're just so full of energy and you feel great, you know.
So. Yeah, so this session is set up for Tuesday the 17th, 7 o'clock, at the Finnish American Heritage Center. No pre-registration necessary for that one.
Nope.
Just a $5 entry fee.
Yeah, and you don't need to have a partner. Partners will be chosen for you if you don't have one. And it's a preparation.
Arranged marriages, is that what we're talking here?
Well, it could go that far, but typically not. It's a preparation for the dance that we'll have taking by the evening. So people who looked at these particular dances and think, oh, I wish I knew how to do them, here's your chance.
Here's your chance, and then you can come out Haken Päivä evening and have
and
fun with
shine,
us
yeah.
at the dance. And everybody will be so impressed with you. Let's see, we've got the Nordic Film Series presentation coming up on January 18th. That is back after a bit of a suspension as well.
Yes, that the Nordic Film Series began just recently and will go during the academic year of each year. And these Nordic films are mainly from Finland, but also from the other Nordic countries, including Estonia.
Yeah, little wiggle room in there.
That's right.
Yep. So we call it Nordic, not Finnish.
Yeah, and this particular film is actually Finnish-American, and it was produced by us at the Heritage Center, and it was about a woman who was 99 years old, and she had an incredible life.
Yeah, indeed. I remember when that came out earlier, and very impressive. Let's see, the other word that I have to learn is himmeli.
Yes.
What is a himmeli?
Himmeli, it comes from the word Himmel in German, meaning the heaven or the sky, and it's a straw mobile. You make these geometric shapes out of straw, and they, of course, straw being very light, you know, the slightest movement in the room makes them start to move.
Oh, cool, cool. And there's a session on making those on the 19th of January. And then there's Family Fun Night. This is a relatively late addition to Haken Päivä. It was a few years ago, I think, that this was brought in, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, right. And it's an evening for anyone to come with their children, and there's a variety of things that you do that kids can participate if they're 3 or if they're 13 or whatever, and parents as well. And it's kind of another way to introduce children to, for example, what the Kivayat does as far as folk dancing, but it's not folk dancing. It's games and play, and they use the hobby horses, which was something we introduced a few years ago.
Which is quite the thing in Finland.
Oh, it's crazy in Finland, yes. People compete as if they had a real horse.
That is Friday evening, January 20th, 6 till 8. And again, for that one, there is no advance registration needed, just a $5 per family entry fee. So very accessible.
Very accessible.
Lots and lots of fun.
Yeah.
Club Findigo at the Calumet Theater, that is back this year.
That's back. Yeah, they don't actually have Club Indigo anymore, but they decided to keep with Club Findigo in January and show a Finnish film.
So the Finnish film Pelican Man will be shown. That'll be Saturday, January 21st at the Calumet Theater. Additional classes, you can knit a neck warmer. They've got a session for that scheduled later this month. Finnish cookies, learn to bake. What kind of cookies are popular in Finland?
Well, cookies are quite popular. Very often if you have a bigger dinner or something, the dessert is a variety of cookies. And we have a Finnish baker coming from Thunder Bay, Ontario. He was born and raised in Finland and trained there as a sugar baker and ended up in Thunder Bay and had a Finnish bakery for many years, is now retired. And he happens to be my cousin, and he is hyper. So he's decided that, we can't just do a variety of cookies. We're going to teach Nisu, too. So.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite a session.
Yeah.
So we've got, you can sign up for that. And that's kind of the last session that's on the schedule. So if someone wants to sign up for one of these that does need a registration, how do they do that, John?
If you go to the webpage, which if you type in Hakim Päivä in Google, it'll take you to our webpages, which are hosted by Finland University. And there you'll see information on all the things that Hakim Päivä is, including all the details for the classes. And also there we'll show you the our T-shirts, which we're selling to help fund the event. And it's all on our webpage. Also, we're on Facebook.
And the big day, of course, Saturday, January 28th, with all of the things that most people associate with Hakim Päivä,
right,
starting with the Tory markets. Is it redundant to say Tory market?
It is. But for
because
anyone,
Tory means market, but on the other hand, there are people who don't know that, I guess.
There's Tory. Tori means market, or like an outdoor market in particular, but we call it Tori market just so that there's clarity about what it is.
And they're not outdoors?
They're not outdoors, no. They're indoors in the Finnish American Heritage Center and at the United Methodist Church in Hancock.
And if you have never been to the Hancock Tori markets, you really need to go. There is wonderful merchandise. There are people who do a lot of handmade crafts.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who bring in imported Finnish goods there, and the food is delicious.
Right, and lots of breads and things that people are selling as well. Two of our vendors that sell items from Finland, they say Hakim Päivä is their best day of the year.
Yeah, it's a wonderful market, and they are both packed.
Yeah.
They're both well attended. The parade starts at 11 o'clock on Quincy Street. I'm going to be there doing the announcing again this year. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's wonderful that you're willing to do it. You do a great job.
And hopefully I can finagle maybe Kay Seppala into helping me out with some of the Finnish characters who appear in the parade.
Yeah.
She knows that stuff, and she has helped me in the past, and I've always appreciated it when these characters come down. These are characters from the Kalevala.
And, yeah. The characters in the parade that the theme committee has created costumes for represent Finnish and Finnish-American folk characters. So it's from the ancient Kalevala of Finland, and it's also Finnish-American characters like Heikki Lunta.
Yes,
Saint Urho is another one.
Always comes to the parade. Urho always comes to the parade. Now, I got to ask, because I haven't heard, are we having a Hankook and Heikki this year?
We are, yes. And she was selected. It's one of our own members, Mary Aho Brunette.
Okay, because I had not heard, and I had wondered.
That's right. There needs to be a press release. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I thought maybe getting back into it, they had skipped it for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Mary.
Mary has been a longtime member of Hakim Päivä, and I think, if I recall correctly, she joined the group after she took a cooking class, a Hakim Päivä cooking class. And she has been the person who maintains the parade, takes care of all the detail of arranging the tech pep band and the MDOT to reserve the highway during that time.
Yeah, because it's a state highway. Yeah. There are hoops to jump through.
Oh, yeah. So she's been one of our very vital behind-the-scenes persons, and we thought it was time to recognize her.
Well, congratulations to Mary, and certainly sounds like it's well-deserved. The parade starts at 11. If somebody wants to be in the parade, what are the criteria? Who do you want?
There's very little criteria. Show up and be in the parade. We are encouraging strongly that it have some sort of connection to Nordic themes, in particular Finnish, or winter themes. That'd be family friendly, and we don't put loud vehicles in the parade like fire trucks or logging trucks, etc. As much as possible, it's a pedestrian parade.
Yeah, so it's a lot of walking.
A lot of walking
in this parade,
and it's really incredible the number of people who go in that parade. But if you're not wearing a costume from the theme committee, etc., but you do something, you could win a cash prize.
Well, we got cash prizes.
Cash prizes, yes.
So, line up, what, about 10 o'clock, 10:30 near the Scott Building?
10:30, yeah, quarter to 11, whatever.
Depending on how cold it is.
How cold it is, and It surprises me every year the pep band from Michigan Tech comes, and a lot of the guys don't even have shirts on.
No, they ignore the cold completely. It freezes their instruments, but not their bodies.
Yeah,
and I have talked to them as they've gone by. And my trumpet's frozen.
Yeah, except for the guy that has flames shooting out of his trumpet.
Yeah, that'll keep you warm. Let's see. We've got the outdoor games following the parade with the wife carrying. The kick sleds will be there for the kids to enjoy.
And the traditional whip sled.
The traditional whip sled. And we will be doing the circle dance.
Yeah, we've named it Garrumpe, I said, which is kind of a funny name, but it kind of means like bear cubs and having.
Okay.
And we encourage people. We didn't know if it would work. And the first year we tried it, it was like, it amazed us that with one comment, everyone went and got in this line and did it.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Yeah. So I think Bill White told me he's going to be playing accordion for it.
He is, yeah. And so we have hundreds of people who do the spiral.
Yeah. So stay after the parade and
no
do that.
Skill involved.
Do that. Yep. Yeah. It's easy to do. And then we kind of close things out that Saturday, the 28th, with the dance and the buffet in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there. I'll be playing with the Backroom Boys.
That's Orin wonderful,
Tickin has, for some odd reason, invited me to join the band. So
we're making you finish.
Yep. I'll be Todd Van Dyken in before you know it.
Yeah.
So
and the buffet in the evening, we're serving finger foods, so there's a lot of really nice foods.
Yeah, and the dance is going to be certainly a lot of fun, as it always is. Now, you can find out more about this. Just Google Hakenbiva 2023 schedule, and you'll go right to it. And you can find out what's going on. Get involved and enjoy. And Jim Curti, glad to have you back in the studio, and glad to have Hakenbiva back.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that we can provide Hakenbiva once again.
And Copper Country Today continues in a moment.